Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Bridget Butler with Health Plus. A new year is a great time for creating new goals. And when setting your goals, it's best to make them S-M-A-R-T, SMART. Here to discuss SMART goals with us is Lisa Connor, registered nurse and assistant manager of Health Plus. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be with you today to talk about goal setting. One of the most important things that we as coaches talk to people about when they're setting goals are their motivators. And it's good to take a step back for just a minute before you set a goal and think about what your motivators are. A couple of questions that I like to ask people are, what are your three best reasons for making a change in this area? It helps you to get at the heart of why this is important to you. And then another question you can ask is, what's at stake if you don't change? Then once you've thought about your motivators, you can go on to set a SMART goal that's more of an action goal. Small steps can help you get where you want to be and help you begin to see yourself as the person you want to become.
And I know a lot of people are thinking about this time of the year. So that's wonderful to start thinking about your motivations even before creating the goals for yourself.
For sure. So SMART, the S stands for specific. It answers the what, where, how, and when of your goal. And you want to be as specific as you can be when you set goals. Then make them measurable. You want to include measurements and tracking details for your goal so that you'll know if you've reached it. That's the only way to know. Make them action-based. They want to be an action instead of an outcome that you'll see. So instead of saying, I'll lose weight, you think about the actions that you'll take to lose weight. Make them realistic. Your goal should be challenging to you, but it should still be reachable. You may want to think about how confident you are in reaching that goal when you set it. That helps you to make it reachable. If you're not confident you can do it, you may want to tweak it and make it something that's more realistic. And then the T stands for time bound. If you set a time that you will have done your goal by, then again, you'll know you've reached it.
That's great that we actually have an acronym to go by with each goal that we're setting to make it specific, measurable, action-based, realistic, and time-bound. So first, understanding what our motivators are, then setting the SMART goal, and then after you create a SMART goal, what should you do?
It's great if you can set reminders for yourself that will keep your goal clearly in your mind. You can post your goal in an area where you'll see it often. Maybe it's at your desk or on a bathroom mirror, or it may be on a magnet on your refrigerator, or using your cell phone reminders in a way that can help you with your goal. Then each week, set aside some time to see how you're doing. Assess your progress. If things aren't going like you want, you may need to make some adjustments. It really helps if you can think of your plan as being an experiment. It's not a pass and fail, but it's an experiment to find what works and what doesn't. And if something's working, keep doing more of it. And if it's not, tweak it and make it more doable.
Those are great tips to then take action on your SMART goal once you've created it. And also to make sure that it is the right goal for you, and that you're going to be able to achieve it in a way that's doable for you. What does a SMART goal look like as opposed to how we typically set goals?
A couple of examples that I can think of are, a typical goal may be, I'm going to start exercising this year. If it's a SMART goal, it's going to be more specific and measurable, action-based, realistic, and time-bound. So something like, I will walk for 15 minutes 5 days a week is SMART. It answers all those questions, and you'll be able to know if you did it or not by the end of the week. Another goal you might think of as a typical goal is, I'm going to stop drinking sodas. We know they're not healthy, and so I'm just going to stop. A smarter goal that's more realistic may be, I will cut back to only one soda a week. That way you'll know, did I do it? Am I getting toward my goal?
Now that's a very important point, to keep it realistic, to make sure that it is something that we are going to be able to achieve that's going to benefit us. And Lisa, do you have a SMART goal for the new year that you can share with us?
My SMART goal is to be sure I'm getting 150 minutes of moderate intensity physical activity each week. And that may be more of a vague goal, but I'd like to try to get at least 30 minutes of walking 5 times a week.
That's a wonderful goal, and hitting the recommended target for exercise. That's fantastic. Good luck to you. And thank you so much for sharing this information on creating and acting on SMART goals with us.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Thanks for listening. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu. Or you can use the Contact Us page on our website at www.vumc.org/health-wellness.